yeah.
Sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music, yep, they going hand in hand. Falling with my beats on, gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sleeves, yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands, what they saying? Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, gotta get it how we can. S&M all day, 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 S&M all day.
What up, though, y'all? We back again, sports and music with Mo Egger and the boy Yannick.
What up?
Yeah, you already know what it is. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend. Right. Just as myself, I had a nice, relaxed weekend. How was yours, brother?
I was the same thing, man. I'm just chilling, trying not to think about too much. Just doing me. Playing Madden.
Ooh, that
shout out to Madden. What's up?
The new Madden out.
The new Madden, you know what I mean? You know, man. Trying to get the game right, you know what I mean? Anybody want to holler at me? Barnell Hill.
Barnell Hill.
Gamer tag Barnell Hill. It's nothing.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I don't really play the sports games like that no more. I'm a Grand Theft Auto, you know, Call of Duty type dude. You know what I mean? I'm shoot them up. Bang, bang.
That joint about to come out, too. That new Grand Theft Auto about to come out.
I know. They probably banned it before it even hit the shelf.
They should, because I'm going to be stuck playing that game all day. All day. All
right, man. This is Sports and Music with Mo Egger and Yannick Beats,
you know. Right.
My name is Maurice Egger from Detroit, Michigan. Went to Michigan State University. You know, played some years in the NBA, first-round draft pick to the Dallas Mavericks, played 2 years with the Dallas Mavericks, traded to the New Jersey Nets, finished my last season with the Minnesota Timberwolves, 2010-2011, till I moved to Los Angeles, California to pursue my music full-time. You know, my music to full-time, you know, end up being, a full-time, entertainment-type career, with a little bit of hosting in between, a little bit of acting, So we're just out here working hard, and doing our thing. That's me, and sports and music. Music every week is going to be, different guests. We might have an NFL guy. We might have an NBA guy. We might have somebody from, Interscope. We tied it all together, man. We tied everybody making it seem like, sports and music don't go hand in hand, which they does.
Sure.
So that's what we're doing, man. Y'all need to introduce himself as usual.
What up? My name is Yannick Beats. I'm from Anywhere You're From, USA.
Okay.
I grew up a military child, went from New Mexico, went to school in New Mexico State. Got friends who played in the NBA, went to Arizona, did some stuff for Mari Steinmeier for music. Then I took my dream from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to here in L.A., and I'm doing it, man. Scripts. We got shoes.
Shoes.
Clothes.
Clothes.
We got the show.
Show.
Did I say script?
You said scripts.
Scripts. That's about it.
That's
we doing it. We trying to do it.
We doing it big. So
right.
This is sports music. So we're going to start off first. It took months. Months on end for Kanye West to get back at Ray J,
I think to myself, yeah, he hit it first, man. Ray J hit it first a long time ago. We understand that, Ray J. Kanye, you a little too late on this damn response. He done made a whole song called I Hit It First, my guy, long time ago. So it doesn't really matter your response at one line?
One line.
Like, you could have really went at him.
But,
and let's be honest, though. Did you even, if they never would have wrote on there that he went at Ray J, would you have really known that he went at Ray J at that time?
I probably, no offense to Ye, I probably wouldn't have clicked on a link where Ye performed. But when I saw it, I'm like, oh, that's a great topic for the show. But I think, honestly, out of respect for Brandy, I don't think he go at Ray J the way he could. Because he respect Brandy. Brandy helped him out early on in his career.
You're right. You think that's the reason why he really went hard at Ray J?
I don't know. It could be. But, that's Kanye West, man. Kanye West is a wild card, man. He's the cowboy that goes.
He is. Dude, I was watching. This is the crazy thing. I was watching Jimmy Fallon, right? I was watching the show. I like that show. Big ups. Oh, also, another note, but big ups to Jimmy Fallon. But I was watching the show, and then Jimmy Fallon's like, I got a special guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is. They told me I'm not supposed to say anything. So even on the info, you didn't know who was going to perform.
Mm.
Then, like, midway into the show, he's like, and we got guests, Kanye West. And everybody's like, what? Because he ain't announcing like he was
right.
there.
Right, and that's when he came out with that skirt on?
Right, right. I don't even think that was a skirt. I think that was, like, chaps. You know the old-school cowboy chaps? They look like the old-school cowboys. I don't know what he's doing.
You talking about the thick skirt he had on, bro?
Yeah, man. It looked
like Roddy Piper.
Shout out to Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper,
he
dog.
He was the man in WCW.
Yeah, man. Also, shout out Kanye West, man.
Also, shout out to Arsenio Hall.
He back.
He back. Hey, Arsenio, you back, my guy. And I'm not gonna lie though, like the first couple jumps, I'm like, come on, Arsenio. Like,
they was weak.
It was weak, bro. Because it's like, I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to appeal to the other masses, but he gotta understand we're his core fans. Period. Start saying some jokes that we laugh at, because we really don't watch David Letterman. We don't watch Jay Leno like that. Like. We waited Arsenio.
We waited 15 years for Arsenio to come back, dog.
20.
It was 20 years?
20 years, bruh.
He's back.
He had Snoop Dogg on there.
And he brought back Snoop. Was it Snoop Lion?
No, it was Snoop Dogg.
He brought back the dog.
Snoop Dogg.
All right, man. I mean, this is the segment of sports and music, so we got to talk about it, man. You know, Meek Mill went back at Kendrick. I'm sorry. I mean, Meek Mill went back at Kendrick. You know, bodied Cassidy, then he went back at Kendrick.
I'm like,
Lamar.
These responses are too late. I'm tired of everybody responding so late. Be instant.
Better late than never. You know, he was the only one that responded after having his name.
You know why, though?
Named.
Think about it. Let's literally think about it. Meek Mill, when did his album come out? Did you buy his album when it came out? He has an album coming out soon, right?
Right on.
He really needs this.
He's working on a mixtape or album.
Sometimes I think his mixtapes are albums or his albums are mixtapes, because I don't never know when they're coming out. And shout out to Meek Mill, he's dope. But it's like, I'm not really looking forward to hearing your stuff, because it sounds the same now. Ace Hood, Ben had that rap, so it's like, I got Ace Hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But Meek, you know, shout out to Meek, he's doing his thing, but the response was okay. How you feel about the response?
Cool Flame. What up, man? Cool Flame in the building. I got my man Anthony Henry in the building. Yeah. You know, we got to go to a quick commercial break.
Right.
But we'll be right back. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about music with him. We're going to talk about football. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about Gucci Man. He's on one right now.
Yes,
hey, man. So, be right back. Sports and music.
Yeah. A fine watch does more than tell time. It makes a statement. Havana Watches. Fine watches exclusively for you. Sophisticated Havana dress watches, men's and women's styles, your elegant timepiece. Sporty Havana casual watches, trendy styles in hip colors, your go-everywhere watch. Your Havana watch is backed by our top-to-bottom one-year warranty. Visit HavanaWatches.com. Havana Watches, fine watches exclusively for you.
All right.
Hey, we back once again. Sports and music, man. That was such a short commercial break, man. We thought we had a little bit more time than that. But it's all good, y'all. You know, we just had a conversation. So our next guest is a former NFL star, you know, now doing his thing with the sports and music, such as myself. And, you know, I have the utmost respect. You know, he played in Dallas along with myself. I was in Dallas, too. You know, we both understand the whole Dallas culture, and we both in L.A. doing our thing. Cool Flame Magazine, man. Can we play a video? I'm sorry, Anthony Henry.
For sure. What up, man? What up?
Hey, let's get some applause for him.
Yeah. Clap it up. Clap it up.
It's a pleasure to be here, man. No good thing in the NBA, killing with the music, branding, everything y'all got going on, man. It's a blessing to be a part of the show. You know, so I'm here to, you know, show love, whatever.
Thanks for having you, brother.
Yeah,
hey,
thanks.
It was a pleasure having you. Do we have a video on Anthony that we can pull up?
Yeah.
I believe we have something. I don't know if it's a throwback joint.
All you ladies go feel me now. It's gonna be the key, number 166. Every day take a trip, all my ladies love this. Take my plane, how I fly on my plane sky high. It's a thug life.
even have a clue. Baby, tell me what to do. You know I stay fly, shine like the sun. Bling on my neck, the color diamond. You could be my girl, standing by my side. You could be a friend, tell him hop up in my ride. We do it every night, we tear up the town. Find me in the spot where it's really going down. Ride with me, baby, they call me Fuego. Stacked O, VIP everywhere I go. And you think I'm the only king here? I have everything. If you'll be my queen, what you wanna do? We can play peekaboo, and if you want to, I can leave here with you. All you ladies, feel me. I know you want this. Okay, and you see, I'm the only king. Give my flows, sexy as you be. That's just right, baby. You for me, number one on the list. Honey, I'm the king. I'm the king. Now tell me, baby, if you ride with me, I said, I'm the king. Now tell me, baby, if you ride with me, I said, I'm the king. Now tell me, baby, if you ride with me, I said, I'm the king. Now listen, baby, are you ride with me?
Talk about, yeah, we back again. Sports Music with Mo Egger. Y'all just saw the commercial, but yeah, we back again. I have to reintroduce my guest today, Anthony Hearing. Clap it up for Anthony.
Clap,
one more
clap.
Time. Let's hear it one more time. Brother, man, what's the deal, man? Yo, what's popping, man? Introduce yourself, brother.
Anthony Henry, former Dallas Cowboy, former Cleveland Brown, former Detroit Lion for sure. You know, city where Mo from. But man, just been grinding on the website, coolflame.com. Cool Flame Mag on Instagram and at Cool Flame on Twitter. But we just been grinding, man, just getting the content out there, building the great fan base, you know, working on marketing and branding right now, been getting a lot of great response from everything. So it's really blessed and pleased to be in the situation we're in right now.
Right. That's cool, man. So you from Florida, right?
Yeah, Florida boy.
Down south. Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, you just talked about some of the most important things when it comes to building a new brand, man, marketing and branding, especially when you are a new brand. You know, let's talk about the process. How's the process been for you, you know, developing a team?
It's been good, man. I think that's the most important part of, like, you can have a vision, but you have to have the right people in place when it comes to building something, you know what
right.
I mean? So I've learned this is my first time doing business hands-on like this. I did stuff when I'm kind of like in the background, but this right here is hands-on, love music, love street fashion and stuff like this, so it don't even feel like work to me. So I want to bring people and have people around me that have the same vision that I have.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's what's allowing us to have the success we're having now. And I think once the marketing and branding goes to this next level, it's going to take us to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Right? It's been good, man. Yeah.
That's cool. Y'all heard what he said. You know, when you do something you love, you have a great passion for it, it doesn't even feel like work. Even though you are working, it's still work because you get paid for it and, you know, you're doing it. But, you know, it doesn't seem that way, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a good way to live, though. That's how you're supposed to live. Yeah. Your work is supposed to be like it ain't work.
Right.
And you're just making money off of what you love already?
Right.
That's what we're here for, man. That's what you want to do in life, man.
Speaking of work, you put work in the NFL. Let's talk about that, man. How was your experience playing in the NFL? Did you have a great experience? You know, I talked to a lot of guys who play football, basketball. You know, they'd be like, well, it was cool. It was a lot of political, and you know, but they never give me a real answer how they really felt playing.
It was great. You know, I mean, it's a blessing to be able to, you know, play at that type of level and, you know, been blessed to make the money I made to be able to help my family and stuff like that. But like you said, some of the guests talk about the politics. I mean, the politics are definitely there. You understand that.
Absolutely.
And the NBA. So the politics usually take a little bit of your love away for the game or whatever, but the relationships you build with the people that you play with, people in the front office, stuff like that, those type of things remain. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm doing the music magazine now, but sports and, you know, football, that'll always be in my heart.
Yeah.
So, but the whole experience in NFL, man, has been great. You know what I mean? It was great for me. Played 9 seasons with great organizations and stuff like that. So it's just the bonds and everything I've made with people those 9 years has been something that I cherish the rest of my life.
All right.
Well, I got a question. Okay. How did it feel seeing yourself in, like, in a video game?
Crazy. But the thing is, you know what? I never played, like, a Madden and that like that.
Uh-huh.
But my nephews and stuff
played.
And then they'll talk about my, I guess,
playmaking ability.
Yeah.
So that was actually pretty funny to see that. But it's a trip, man, to actually see yourself on the video game.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's amazing. You know, people ask me this all the time, you know, playing for Dallas Mavericks, New Jersey, and Minnesota. Everyone always asks me what's my favorite team I play with, you know, the organization, the city. Mm-hmm. You know, which team was your favorite?
Well, you know what? I can pick something from all three teams I played for. I would say my favorite is definitely Dallas Cowboys. That was, like, in the middle of my career, the prime of my career playing for Dallas Cowboys. That's everyone's dream to play for. You know, elite organization, and you're always in the spotlight, that type of thing. But also in Cleveland, when I had my rookie contract there, that's why I had probably the best bond with teammates because, you know, Cleveland was cold, wasn't a whole lot to do, but the fans were always great. It was team camaraderie that was always great. Yeah. So that, and then being in Detroit, which is the backside of my career.
What up, though?
You know, yeah, for sure, Detroit, much love. But Detroit, you know what I mean? Even though that was the last team I played for, I think – from the prior season when I got there, you know, a struggle, but bringing in Jim Schwartz there,
right?
I mean, the success there is starting to build. And then now you got with Matthew Stafford and Calvin Johnson and those cats right there creating that success. I'm glad to be able to be a part of that building process.
Yeah.
All of them, I think, you know, has an important part that's been a part of my career. But for the most part, I would say Dallas because that was, like, right in the mid
of my career. Yeah. That's really important, you know, especially for a city like Detroit that's struggling so much, you know, during a recession. You know, we need all we can get, man. We need a good basketball team, a good football team, hockey town. Like, the sports in Detroit is amazing, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, the city is struggling, you know, but we'll bounce back.
Yeah,
it's all good.
There's
all
a lot of loyalty over there. Detroit.
Yeah,
a lot of loyalty.
That's how you know it bounced back, man. Detroit got a lot of people with big hearts.
You're right,
you know
man.
I mean? That grind. You know, especially the Ford family, you know, them owning the lines and stuff like that. They
Absolutely.
Do a lot of things in the community. So that's something to take from, you know, when you, especially you're from there, you got business people that are from there. So, and just take those next steps, you know, to put the city on their back and, you know,
I look
great again.
Yeah. I look back and I'm like, yo, Barry Sanders never left Detroit.
Yeah.
He always had a bad O-line, but he never left.
Yeah.
Like, there got to be some type of love, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be loyalty and love for somebody like of his caliber to stay there. You
Absolutely.
Know Even through those hard times.
Yeah. Only person that really got kicked out of Detroit was Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
I mean, real talk, like.
He was at that tough part of his career.
Yeah, I got kicked out of every. I'm like, damn, you got kicked out of the casino, baby.
Yeah.
Like, Detroit loved you, dog. Detroit loved AI, but AI made Detroit hate him. I'm like, yo, how you make Detroit? Every Chauncey want to go back to Detroit. Everybody loved Detroit. Like, everybody. So it's like, come on, man. But let's talk about, even, I mean, like a Dallas. Dallas is loyal. I mean, I've left Dallas maybe. For basketball wise, in 2008, I go back and it's always love, man. First it's the southern hospitality, but you know Dallas is really loyal, man.
Yeah, matter of fact, I hadn't been around football since I really went to any games or practices since 2010 when I retired. But I went to Cowboys training camp, whatever. They showed me love, gave me passes. And my homeboy, editor in chief for my magazine, or manager editor for my magazine, Eric Montgomery, he took his son. Gave a sideline pass. He out there, you know, playing football. Actually, Chris Paul was there that day. So
oh, cool.
Meet him. He playing with his son. So, and Dallas still show love. I'm part on the alumni email list, and they have events. They send emails and stuff. So, it's been good, man.
Dallas is amazing, man.
Yeah.
Man, so, I remember we had you on the Blog Talk Radio show. Man, it seemed like a long time ago now, you know. Now we in the joint, you know. We moving up. We moving on up.
Right.
Jefferson. But check the game, man. Like, how did you get into the music? You know, we talk about sports and music, you know.
Right.
How did you actually get into the music at a younger age? And how did you know this was going to be something that you want
to
be
doing? Me and my homeboys, you know, we used to mess around on his mom, record player. We had EPMD was what we used to mess around on.
Right.
We used to do Wu-Tang, too. But we used to mess around when his mom was going to work, whatever. My first cassette tape was Wu-Tang, whatever. One of my homeboys gave it to me, so. Even that was way before I played sports, you know, organized sports. So music been a part of me, whether especially beats. You know, I wish I would have kind of been a producer because you can, you know what I mean, you can control things, music, or whatever. But kind of started that way, you know what I mean, messing around on record players and stuff like that. And it always stuck with me. So when I started playing football, it's because my best friend played. So I was like, well, you know, my homeboy's playing. I'm
gonna
go. I played.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you know, paid my education in college or whatever, made sense and stuff like that. Then got blessed to get drafted. So. After getting drafted, you know, it was something I wanted to do. And I was like, you know, what do I want to do? What I'm passionate about, whatever. You know, like music, but I'm not a rapper, you know what I mean? Not a producer, nothing like that. So this is a way to have a voice in music. you know what I mean, keep your ears to the street, you know, have influence of young people that's trying to be involved.
Right.
But that's how it kind of came about with Cool Flint.
That's yeah. what's up, man, you know.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, man, you know, just because, you know, everyone think they have to rap. I mean, and let's keep this. I'm going to look to the camera all the
way. Yeah, keep it 1,000, please. Keep it 1,000, please.
I got it. Cool Flame, Mo Egger, Sports Music.
100.
I'm keeping it all the way. 100. Look, you heard that man just say, you heard what he said. He said, I love music, but I know I wasn't a rapper, producer. But I wanted to have my hands in it somehow, some way. But here's what happens nowadays. The fans.
Please explain this.
I'm trying to explain it without being mean, but nowadays, everyone think they can do music, and everyone think they can rap, everyone think they can produce. Find your lane. In other words, it's like, don't do it just because you love it.
Right.
Work at being good at it, but at the end of the day, like, find different avenues in the music to where you can maneuver, because I'm listening to a lot of y'all, and let the truth be told, man, we don't support some music, and we always keep it G. All
right.
There's a lot of people out here that's really just not
Fresh.
Up to par. All right, you got it.
I'm gonna be one.
I'm trying to be political.
Mo likes to be really soft and like really be nice to everybody. I'm gonna be honest with you, a lot of y'all been soft. A lot of y'all been weak for a long time, and y'all still weak. But I give you this: the ones who are weak, it seems like the ones who are weak go harder. You know what I'm saying?
That's
people
true.
Who are weak, they're the ones who be out there trying to give you they album. They be trying, yo, I got beats.
You right.
So if you put the hustle of somebody who weak with somebody who actually has talent, you might be something. But there's a lot of people who don't have talent who are also weak. Somebody be like, yo, you're the next big thing. No, you're not.
That's the scariest part.
Right.
That's
right. That was perfect sound.
Right. Right. Yo, that's the scariest part. Some of the most garbage rappers go to hard. Like, not to go to hard as far as rapping. They work.
Marketing be crazy. They videos be insane.
Swag
they be,
out.
Dude, they be making new trends. You know what I'm saying? Gold all of your written. I'm not saying he weak. I'm just saying. he only been rapping. He was only rapping for like 7 months. I'm just saying, though. I'm not saying that's weak. I'm just saying 7 months. I mean,
it'll
take you a little while. Ask Eminem how long it took him to get to where he at. I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm sorry. Callers, I'm sure y'all want to call in and argue with us right now, man. The call-in number is 323-965-1600. We ain't scared. I got a football player in here. I'm 6'5". Let's get it. You hear me? We about to take a quick commercial break, man. This is Sports and Music with Mo Egger. And Anique, we got Anthony Henry in the building. Cool Flame.
100.
Let's get it.
Shout out to Glacier Water for making it seem like it is popping. I need the Glacier Water. Yo, I'm telling you, the marketing for that needs to go straight to the kids, man. Yo, you take that Glacier Water to the club, like teen clubs, it's out of here.
Right.
That thing looked like it's popping. They were over there pouring water over girls' heads and
right.
stuff.
Right, like
that's where it's at.
Real talk, I'm just had like Nick Cannon and somebody do like a real talk, like
right.
a Nickelodeon type Nick,
or just always supply Yanni Kamo. With as much Glacier Water as possible.
We need some water in the studio.
Glacier Water in the studio.
We're struggling. Man. I done walked around the building twice trying to find water.
Yeah,
dog.
Man. It's, I don't want to taste that other stuff. You know what I mean? I want to taste the Glacier Water.
Glacier
Shout
Water.
Out.
Shout out to Terrence up in Milwaukee holding it down, man. I respect it.
That's the best water.
Man.
Milwaukee's cold out there. Anyway, let's go on.
Yeah, let's get back to it. Anthony, bro, let me ask you a question. How do you feel that Cool Flames will benefit the urban culture?
Man, I think... We mainly keep a positive spin on everything. Don't get me wrong, I like ratchet stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Ratchet
stuff. But for the most part, man, we try to take a positive spin to stuff. Like, for example, at some point when we get done with the whole marketing branding thing, we're going to have a situation where we might have a celebrity basketball game with some of the, you know, radio show hosts and stuff like
yeah.
that to raise money for for like kids that might need instruments or music programs and
right
stuff
on.
Like that. Or another idea that we came up, me and my team, was to at some point, like, have, like, writers or something like that do something pertaining to music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we pick a winner or whatever, then they win studio time. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Cut a track
Smart.
Or whatever, kind of help them promote it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Instagram it. So we just want to give back to people in the music game, you know, and do charitable stuff so that people understand, though, even though, you know, a lot of the, you know, the ratchet stuff and negative stuff is entertaining, keep 100 in it, what promotes and sell, but... I spend on this, do more positive stuff. You know.
Positivity.
Yeah.
You know, I had a conversation with a few very influential people in the last couple of weeks, and one thing they pointed out to me is that, you know, some of the most respected, successful men in the world are righteous individuals, mm-hmm. the ones who have a positive mindset, who have great attitudes. Sometimes we really get caught up in the world seeing some of the guys who make it big, and, you know, mm-hmm. like, dang, how he make it, and he doing this, he's disrespectful to that person. He's,
right.
But that's because, you know, a lot of times those men are the ones that's boasting and bragging right. about all the things they have.
Right.
But on the contrary, man, just don't get it twisted,
you know,
man. The people that you don't know about
yeah,
are,
you know,
are the ones
you know,
getting popping.
Me and my team talked about that as well. You know, don't get me wrong, I know you hear certain, you know, artists and rappers rap about, you know, the women, the drugs and all that stuff, but sometimes also in those, you know, same lyrics you hear them, you know, you ain't trying to take nobody to church, but give glory to God, whatever. I'm thankful to be out of this situation
yeah.
and stuff like that. So don't get it twisted. They understand, you know, they blessed to be in the situation that they in
yeah.
or whatever. But then they also telling the story, most of them, or some of them telling the story about their life, like they came
yeah.
from the streets and what they had to go through to get to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're proud of it all. So they just boasting and bragging about it. But
right.
everybody lane or road to get to where they are ain't the same. So you get some people wearing certain gear and stuff like that, like me and my homeboy, he was talking about, you seen a, you know, a kid, you know, I don't know where he's from or whatever, but he had a shirt that said Pyrex, which is, like, you know, the container.
Right.
You make drugs.
Right.
I'm like, he might not even know that, but now it's like a fashion brand.
It's a fashion.
Right.
So you got to understand, like, you know, a lot of times these people promote certain stuff, but you don't know the road they went through or which way they traveled to get to success. So,
right, right.
So I just try to take a little positive stuff out of even a song that could be bad or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
You might have a lyric here or there.
You can make
that's
anything
positive,
negative
you know?
Or positive, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, so.
And I think that's where I think that's where sometimes the kids get it twisted a little bit nowadays because
right, right.
even the kids that grew up in a very fortunate neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
you know, hood, ratchetness, twerking has been so commercial
right.
that they really don't know where it really established and where it really
exactly.
started from.
Exactly.
And if they knew, they probably wouldn't like it as much because they were like, oh, I would have to be in that situation.
Right.
Because a lot of kids have never been in that space. They
right.
might, you know.
They've been doing that for a while, too. So it's like all the stuff that we've been talking about, we never gave a name to it. We were just like, right. she
we thought it was booty popping.
Yeah, she
yeah,
popping. She just
Luke,
popping.
Uncle Luke,
like Donald Ben, he was the originator
of Florida Boy Luke.
Yeah, Florida Boy Uncle Luke. He started. He started, you know, he really much started that type of thing. So it's like to us, you know, we've already been through this. So it's
yeah.
new to everybody else. We're like, what?
Right.
Now we're like, this is kind of whack.
Right. Not
we
now
might
that.
Need to move on. You know
right.
what I mean? We always do that.
Everybody
too.
Is late.
Yeah, everybody else late.
Super late.
It's entertainment,
so that,
though. You know, it's entertainment.
It is.
People,
it is.
Especially the Instagram and Twitter. Like,
and we talked about this earlier. That I mean, that leads us to our next point. You know,
yeah.
we could talk about how commercialized twerking and this, that, and other, but Miley Cyrus has lost out on a Vogue cover deal, you know, because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rihanna lost out on her her CoverGirl deal because she don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
hey, man,
that's what some young people got to understand. Like, especially in entertainment, you are a business at this time.
Exactly.
You are a business model that people are trying to build around. You got to understand that. Now, if you look at life as, well, it's just my life, my decisions, and then 10, 15 years down the road, you realize you lost on a great opportunity, and you're going to have to live with that. But understand you are a brand at this point.
Exactly.
You don't get like Twitter, Instagram is all entertainment, but it ain't like it was when we was in high school. You didn't have all that type of stuff to get in the way.
Right.
So now you got people on Facebook. When you get, I was telling my nephew this, this has become a point where when you trying to get a job or something like that, these people hiring, they're going to look at all
that.
They got more resources now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to try to predict your character based off what you tweeting and Instagramming and all
what
that type
promote.
Of stuff.
Right.
Yeah, what you promote. So
right.
you just got to be mindful of that thing.
Right.
Man.
It messes
you know
up your money, man.
Yeah.
The brand is everything.
Exactly.
The brand is everything. Right. And we've said this before, even with this show, like we're trying to do as much branding as who we are as individuals and who we are together as you know, as a team. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because branding is everything, man. If you're a person who only, let's just say this hypothetically, you're a person who only eats chicken, right? Only eats chicken. Burger King's not gonna look at you because they sell burgers. I mean, every now and then they sell chicken, but Chick-fil-A, they might holler at you, give you that bread because that's what you promote. I only eat chicken. Well, then we're gonna give you that. But once you stop eating that chicken, they'll be like, oh no.
Right.
We can't.
I'm gonna take it even further. Roscoe's, baby. Roscoe's giving that chicken.
Y'all see it?
We at RMC, Roscoe's Media
Center.
Easy Way TV, baby. What it do, Larry? What's up, man?
Roscoe's
right across the street.
Yeah.
I need that waffle
about
now.
Right.
You did?
I'm sorry to put that thought in your head.
You did,
but
man.
But it has to be.
It is what it is, man.
But yeah, that brand's everything, though.
Yeah, branding.
Branding is everything.
And it's been that way for years, though. It's almost like people just got caught up on, like, it's brand, but
well, we didn't know
when Deion Sanders and then was running around talking about prime
Deion
time.
Deion
was branded.
Deion knew.
Yeah, he knew how to market.
He knew right out of college.
Yeah,
he had gold chains, all that. The 1, 2, 2, 3 teeth, all gold out. But
one
he
time,
was
Fort
on.
Fort Myers, Florida, by the way. You know, I'm from Fort Myers too.
There you go. Hey, Florida. I gotta admit it.
They got athletes.
Florida got athletes. Anybody who's fast always comes from Florida.
You know what? My bad. Michigan State just beat Florida on South Florida the other day. We ain't talk about that. What up? Guard dogs in the building. Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah, we lost to Michigan State.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Athletic, too. We was like, whoa, what we going to do? But, like, South Florida, we used to play on basketball, too. We used to have, like, 12 athletes that jump out. The point guard be jumping around.
They some athletes in Florida, man. So
You're still trying to get together football-wise. You just got a new head coach. You know,
I was out there, man. I was staying out there for an internship, man. And they got the Sunshine Network, I think it's called.
Yeah.
I think it's Sunshine Network. Yeah. The high school football, they were looking like NFL players, bro.
Yeah,
I'm like, these dudes.
They real,
like,
out there.
They knocking people's heads off. I was like, yo, I do not want any part of Florida for football at all.
They athletes.
Right. Yeah, they out here.
So let's talk about the Cowboys. How do you feel the Cowboys are going to do this year? You know, because being down in Dallas, I've been out for 8-9 years, and they've been known to let people down every year.
Man,
but
you know, I still got homeboys that play there, so I'm hoping they get it together. You know, I'm always rooting for the Cowboys, not even because, you know, I'm a fan or anything like that. You know, I played for them, played for organization, good people, stuff like that, so I want to see them succeed as well as the guys on the field. But I don't know, man. You can't predict injuries and stuff like that. They're playing in a tough division, you know what I mean? So it can go either way. I'm hoping they get it together. I mean, they had a big win the other night against the Giants.
That was huge.
First time beating the Giants in their home stadium. You know, their new home stadium.
Right.
4 years old. But, you know, I hope they can get it together, get those big wins, stay healthy. You know,
absolutely.
Take them on to another level.
Oh, boy, yeah, nice. Boy. Murray, nice.
Yeah. He nice, yeah.
He be running over people. He's fast, too. Yeah. He real fast, bro. Des Bryant, dope, too. You know what? Shout out to Des Bryant. He really stepped up a lot preseason and He's. I think he's ready. Like, I think he's ready.
He's matured.
Matured.
Yeah,
he's
matured
a lot.
Matured. I think they keep guys like him healthy. He got a little banged up the other night, but they keep him healthy. Miles,
right.
Little core people and stuff like that.
Right.
The defense plays solid. Which the defense balled out the other day against some big.
Real talk.
That was good to see. But, I think they'll be okay this year. They stay healthy and consistent. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I hate Dallas Cowboys. Right, I hate Dallas Cowboys. No.
Honestly,
it's not like that.
I ain't mad at them.
It's not bad. It's my father. I love my father. My father loves Lakers and he loves Dallas Cowboys. So he forced those two teams on me since I was born.
Right.
But I grew up totally different. I do not like them. But the thing I see about Dallas Cowboys, I really wish, and I don't know why I see it, but I think they need like a cool mobile quarterback. Like a cool mobile quarterback. Like, I feel like Cam Newton, when he's done with Carolina Panthers, he's going to entertain Dallas Cowboys. I said it here first. I said it here first.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying I know people. I'm not saying I don't.
What happened to our boy Patrick Creighton?
Creighton, that's I heard he was in New Orleans doing training camp.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
That was my guy, man. I haven't talked to him in a minute, but
yeah,
that was a homie, man. You know, shout out to Pat.
Let's
get you going, bro.
Yep.
So let's get back to the magazine. You know, that's what we want to talk about. That's mm-hmm. Cool Flames. We got the beanies. We got the hats.
Yep.
I'm rocking the hat. I'm going to rock the hat all day. I ain't got no cut, so. you was perfect, B. I'm like, man, people, I got beanies on deck. I'm like, great. I ain't get my chop today. So what made you realize that going digital rather than paper would be more beneficial for the magazine, especially in
the
day and age now?
One of the thoughts was, you know, I'm building it from the ground up, and me being the only sole, you know, financial guy investing in myself as far as the magazine. So I feel like it'd be more cost effective not to have to pick for print each month and stuff like that and look for advertisers, you know what I mean, print wise. So that made sense to me. But now in this age, you know, everything's like internet, social media based. So I felt like that'd be easier and it's free, you know, so it gives people opportunity to really, you know, gravitate towards it and stuff like that.
Right.
So I think that made business sense and sense wise as far as what's going on as far as the social media.
Right. That's big. I mean, that's enough said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to call in so we can ask, if you guys want to ask Anthony any questions. That's 323-965-1600. And I'm still waiting for you rappers to call in, too. All right, how big is the digital age nowadays? Because it's taking over.
It's everything, man. It's everything. Like, I don't know anybody who really goes out there and buys CDs anymore.
What are those?
Like, right, you know what I'm saying? Like, it used to be the Walkman, the CD. You remember? Like, it was the cassette tape joint.